وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choices blessings on you. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa in kana dhu usratin fa nazratun ila maysara. Wa an tasaddaqu khayrun lakum in kuntum ta'lamun. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings he has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today we discuss the reward for he who is lenient to the one in financial difficulty, gives him respite or waives a debt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنْ كَانَ ذُو عُسْرَةٍ فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَىٰ مَيْسَرَةٌ وَأَنْ تَصَدَّقُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. And if he, the debtor, is in difficulties, he should be granted a respite until a time of ease. And if you waive the debt, then it is much better for you if you but understood. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who removes a worldly difficulty from a believer, Allah will remove from him one of the difficulties of the day of resurrection. He who is lenient to a person in financial difficulty in this world, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will be lenient to him in this world and in the hereafter. He who conceals a fault of a Muslim in this world, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will conceal his fault in this world and in the hereafter. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is in the assistance of a servant as long as the servant is in the assistance of his brother. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who gives a respite to a person in financial difficulty or waives his debt, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will shade him on the day of resurrection beneath the shade of his throne on the day when there will be no shade except the shade that is provided by him by Allah. Abu al-Yasr radiallahu ta'ala narrates, these two eyes of mine saw, and he placed his fingers on his eyes. These two ears of mine heard, and he placed his fingers on his ears. This heart of mine remembered, and he pointed to his heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, he who gives respite to a person in financial difficulty or waives his debt, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will shade him in his shade. Abu al-Yasr radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I testified that I certainly heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, the person to sit in the shade of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu on the day of resurrection will be a person who gave respite to a person in financial difficulty till he finds something to pay back his loan, or he gives in charity to him what he asks for by saying, the loan that you owe to me is a charity to you for the pleasure of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. He then tears the loan agreement, showing that he has completely written it off. Buraida radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, he who gives respite to a person in financial difficulty shall receive the like thereof as charity for each day that he gives him a respite. I then heard him saying, he who gives respite to a person in financial difficulty shall receive double the like thereof as charity for each day that he gives him a respite. So I said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I heard you saying, he who gives respite to a person in financial difficulty shall receive the like thereof as charity for each day that he gives him in respite. Then I heard you saying, he who gives respite to a person in financial difficulty shall receive double the like thereof as charity for each day that he gives him in respite. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he shall receive the like thereof as charity for each day before the due date of the loan. Then once the due date expires and he gives him a respite, he shall receive double the like thereof as charity for each day. Another narration states, he who gives respite to a person in financial difficulty shall receive the like thereof as charity for each day that he gives him a respite before the due date of the loan. Then once the due date expires and he gives him a respite after that, he shall receive double the like thereof as charity for each day. Ibn Abi Dunya rahimahullah narrates in the book Istina al-Ma'ruf that Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who desires that his supplications be accepted and that his difficulties be removed should remove the difficulties of a person who is in financial difficulty. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out towards the masjid while he was saying this. Abu Abdul Rahman pointed with his hand to the ground. He who gives respite to a person in financial difficulty or waives his debt, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will protect him from the blazing fire of hell. Ibn Abi Dunya also narrated the above as follows. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered the masjid while he was saying, which of you would like Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to protect him from the blazing fire of hell? We replied, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of us would like that. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who gives respite to a person in financial difficulty or waives his debt, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will protect him from the blazing fire of hell. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who gives respite to a person in financial difficulty till the latter experiences ease, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will give him respite in his sins to enable him to repent. Shaddad ibn Aws radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, he who gives respite to a person in financial difficulty or gives charity to him, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will shade him in his shade on the day of resurrection. Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala narrates that he went looking for one of his debtors, but the latter concealed himself from him. He then found him. The debtor said, I am in difficulty. He asked him, I ask you to take an oath by Allah. The debtor said, I take an oath by Allah. He said, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, he who would like that Allah jalla jalaluhu saves him from the hardships of the day of resurrection should be lenient to a person in financial difficulty or waive his debt. Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will bring forward one of his servants to whom he had given wealth and ask him, what did you do in the world? He will reply, and they cannot conceal anything from Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. O my sustainer, you gave me wealth. I used to engage in business with people. It was my habit to be very compassionate. I used to be lenient to the one who was in ease, and I used to give respite to the one in financial difficulty. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will say, I am more entitled to do that. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will say to the angels, overlook this servant of mine. Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala and Abu Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala will say, this is exactly how we heard it from the mouth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the angels met the soul of a man from one of the nations before you. They asked him, did you do anything good? He replied, no. They said, think carefully. He said, I used to give loans to people, and I used to order my sons to give respite to the one in financial difficulties and to be lenient to the one in ease. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said to the angels, pardon him. Another narration states, a man passed away and entered paradise. He was asked, What were the deeds that you used to do? The narrator says he either remembered the deeds or he was reminded. So he said, I used to do business with people. I would give respite to the one in financial difficulties, and I used to overlook the coins or the cash. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there was a person who used to do business with people, and he used to tell his son, if a person is in financial difficulty comes, be lenient to him. Perhaps Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will be lenient to us. When he eventually met Allah Jalla Jalaluhu pardoned him. Imam al-Nasai rahimahullah narrates the above as follows. A person did not do any good at all. He used to do business with people and say to his employee, take what you can obtain easily from the debtors and leave that which is difficult and pardon those who are in financial difficulty. Perhaps Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will pardon us. When he passed away, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu asked him, did you ever do any good? He replied, no. However, I had a youngster and I used to do business with people. When I used to send this youngster to collect the debts, I used to tell him, take what you can obtain easily from the debtors and leave that which is difficult and pardon those who are in financial difficulties. Perhaps Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will pardon us. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu said to him, I have pardoned you. Now we discuss the reward for giving loans. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no Muslim gives a loan to a Muslim two times without it being recorded as a single charity every time that he gives a loan. At-Tabarani rahimahullah narrates the above hadith concisely. Every loan is a charity. Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the night when I was taken to the seven heavens, Laylatul Isra, I saw the following written on the door of paradise. Charity is rewarded 10 times its equivalent, and a loan is rewarded 18 times its equivalent. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man entered paradise and saw the following verse written on the door. For charity is rewarded 10 times its equivalent, and a loan is rewarded 18 times its equivalent. Al-Barra ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, he who loans a milking animal, a dirham, or shows the way to a person, shall receive the reward of freeing a slave. The hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was quoted in the previous section. He who eases a person in financial difficulties, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will make easy for him his affairs in this world and in the hereafter. Such are the beautiful ahadith for being even rewarded when one gives somebody else a loan. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies the amount of the loan equivalent to the charity that is given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we have means and there's somebody within our family and our circle of friends who are desperate and in genuine need, then instead of the money just sitting by us, make it an investment for the year after, provided the person is sincere in paying back the loan. And many a times, sometimes somebody very close comes to you and maybe you feel that he will not be able to give you the loan that you give him back again. And if he asks you for a sum, do not turn him away. Take a portion of your wealth. If he perhaps asks you for 20 or 30,000 rand, just take maybe 3 or 4,000 rand without any intention of getting it back and then give it to him. At least, you know, you have extended the hand of assistance to your fellow brother, and especially when it comes to your real brothers and your relatives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.